A group of 10 mayors in Massachusetts have announced support for an ambitious initiative to fully transition the state to renewable sources of energy. The coalition, Mayors for 100% Renewable Energy, has five co-chairs, including East Hampton Mayor Nicole LaChapelle. They've signed a statement pledging support for an energy bill being pushed on Beacon Hill by several environmental groups. It commits Massachusetts to completely transition to renewable energy sources for electricity, heating, and transportation by 2045. The mayors will be reaching out to their colleagues to invite them to sign on. For more about the initiative and the new support for it, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Ben Hellerstein, State Director of Environment Massachusetts.
We envision a future where all of the energy that we use to power our lives in Massachusetts comes from clean and renewable sources like the sun and the wind. And when we say 100% renewable, we mean not just the energy for our electric grid, but also the energy we use for our transportation system, for heating and cooling our homes, really all the ways that we are currently using fossil fuels. We want to see that transition to renewable sources of power. We have huge potential for renewable energy in Massachusetts. We have a thriving clean energy industry. Some of the smartest and most innovative people in the world live and work in our state. And I think if there's anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world that can figure out how to make 100% renewable energy a reality, it's right here in Massachusetts. And that's really what this coalition, this letter is all about, is urging our state officials to follow those local examples of innovation and leadership and commit Massachusetts to a statewide 100% renewable energy target.
What are some of the local initiatives particularly that you think can be replicated statewide?
Well, there are a number of projects that were highlighted in our renewable communities report, which we released over the summer, which we think could be a really powerful example for other municipal officials, as well as for leaders at the state level. So East Hampton, for example, is part of the Valley Bike Share program, which is a regional bike share effort that links cities and towns in Western Mass through a clean and zero emissions form of transportation. The city of Worcester has the largest municipal solar installation of any city in the Commonwealth. In New Bedford, they've been extremely successful in integrating electric vehicles into their municipal fleet. In Somerville, they're offering a municipal aggregation program that is providing a larger percentage of renewable electricity to residents and businesses in the city. So there's a lot of innovative projects and ideas that could be replicated across the board. And our hope is that our leaders on the state level will take inspiration from these examples of municipal leadership and adopt a statewide commitment to 100% renewable energy.
Now, is there a specific bill that you're focusing in on here that would require the state to take certain steps? And what's the time frame for this?
So the legislation that we are supporting is the 100% Renewable Energy Act, which is a bill that would transition Massachusetts to 100% renewable electricity by 2035 and 100% renewable energy for heating and transportation and other uses by 2045. This legislation has been supported so far by 113 state legislators, including majorities in both the House and the Senate. So there's a lot of support out there. We still need to convince legislative leadership to bring up the bill for a vote. But we're optimistic given the growing wave of enthusiasm for this idea, including from mayors, that we will see this proposal move forward soon.
How realistic are the timeframes that you said? It seems it's pretty ambitious, and obviously, I mean, when we're talking about switching, say, transportation over to 100% renewable energy, that's a pretty that's a pretty high mark.
Yeah, the goals are ambitious to be sure, but they are achievable. And the reason why we are supporting this legislation is because the sooner we decide to put our state on this path, the easier it's going to be, right? So if we know that by the year 2045, our transportation system needs to be 100% renewable and 100% off of fossil fuels, that means that within the next 5 to 10 years, we need to make sure that the new vehicles that people are purchasing are electric vehicles as opposed to gas-powered vehicles. If we're going to have all of our heating in the Commonwealth be provided with clean electricity rather than with fossil fuels, we need to make sure that as people are replacing their oil or gas burners as those systems reach the end of their lifetime, that they are replacing them with clean alternatives, and that they actually have the the knowledge and the incentives and support in place to make those viable options. So, you know, it is ambitious, but if there's any state in the country that can figure out how to make this happen, it's Massachusetts. And at a moment when our federal leaders are moving as quickly as possible in the wrong direction, we are called upon here in the Commonwealth to lead the way forward.